Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Welcome to Let's Create a Better World and second theme, Healthy Aging. And that is fact, we're doing more on health and aging and all body, mind, spirit than we are on the main topic. In fact, we're considering changing the name of the show in more in line with healthy aging and everything to do with health. As a matter of fact, we may have a time change on this show. Right now, we're on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That may change. We may be on during the week sometime in the near future. But until, I do want to make a very important announcement. We've got a great, great show coming up Saturday, October the 17th on this station at this time. And that would be with Dr. Joyce Johnson. She is a wonderful doctor on everything you can think of, cancer. She's doing testing. She's come up with, the show is going to be about telomeres and how long or short they are and how they affect your lifespan. She's also going to talk about a new test that she's developed with the help of several noted doctors to tell you how long you might live and which diseases you might be getting. It's a good way to give you a wake-up call to, hey, you've got to change your life. This is going to be one of the best shows we've ever had. She's a phenomenal person. Dr. Joyce Johnson will be on October the 17th. Mark that down. 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. All right, today we have our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, will be on, and we're going to be interviewing Alexei Druin. I've got to pronounce it the right way. And welcome to the show, both of you. First of all, Stefan, I'll let you. You just had a long conversation with him, and I spoke with him recently. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him, and then we'll get started with the show. Stefan Rudolph.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, it sounds great. I enjoy the show as usual every week. We're hearing more and more about healthy aging and growing, and this is right on topic with it. My name is Stefan Rudolph. And I have a book coming out called Barstool Knowledge. I'm out there helping others. And what we have here with the World Summit of Integrative Medicine is right along my lines. I've been pharmaceutical sales in other areas of life where it wasn't good. I've gone down that road, experienced what can happen with prescription drugs and everything else. And what we see here with the World Summit of Integrative Medicine is helping others in a natural way. And that's coming up here in 3 days. It's going to be starting up. And, yeah, I'd like to introduce Alexei and hear more. Alexei, you there?
Well, first, thank you, Bobby and Stefan, for inviting me on your show. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Stefan, yeah, tell us a little bit more about this summit and everything else that you have coming up and more about yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, my name is Alexei Druin. I'm the vice president at Quantum University. And every year we've put together a world summit where we gather together speakers from all over the world, and attendees from all over the world in integrative medicine, natural medicine, holistics, quantum physics, really this new voice of information that's been coming through in the last decade. And this year we've really took it to the next step. You know, we started as these types of conferences. Here we're based in Honolulu, Hawaii, and so we would have it right here in Waikiki. But we decided to take it to the next level and take our event online. And with that, it really allowed us to do something amazing, you know, and something much different. And because of our background here at Quantum University, and the background of my team and myself in film production and broadcasting and education, we were able to take all of these elements and really transform what you'd call the next level of online education and these types of world summits.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, this is Bobby Elias, and for those of you that would like to know, Alexei Druin is not only runs is the vice president of a quantum university, but he also is helping put together the summit, which we're going to be talking about today. And he also does a lot of other work. He's been involved. His father was on the show last week. That would be what's your father's name again? Paul Druin. And he did a great job talking about health and all the great speakers you're going to have at this summit. But before we get into that, I'd like to take a time out for my first thing that I want to talk about. We will be talking about the summit. We'll be talking about online, all the things going on online, universities, radio shows, et cetera, how it's growing. But I want to talk to the underprivileged, the older, the people that don't have a computer or are not very involved with it because of aging, because of illness, because they just can't afford it. There's a lot of people out there that they can't even text. And I understand all that because I've been through that myself. I'm over 50. As many people that are over 40, 50, 60 are having these kind of problems. And I do want our co-hosts and our guests to make comments on this. But let me say this. A lot of people, and I'm telling you from my own experience, you need to get out there and learn this because the whole world has changed completely. It's an internet world. It's a social media world. It's a world of telephones, texting. Everything is gone. And I'm not saying that's the best thing in the world because some people get carried away with all this. And it's not even too good because it's also EMS, it's electromagnetic fields, where people are getting irradiated left and right. However, it is here, it's now, and we need to learn. And so I'm going to give my little pep talk and inspiration and motivation to those of you listeners that need to do something. Here's what you can do. Go to a library. Ask questions. Go to a store that sells computers or cell phones. Ask the questions. Go to the top person you can add. The first person doesn't have the answer. Go to the second person. Go to the third person. Ask questions. Where can I learn? I'm old school. I'm behind. Where can I go to have a class? They actually have classes at some stores like Best Buy, for example. Many libraries offer classes. And sometimes you can just go up and ask certain people. If you have somebody in family or somebody, I prefer going to women because they're a little more patient than men. And I found that to be true. Believe me. And I get a lot of help, and I'm learning, and I'm really happy for it because I want to become to where I can be on, get on a computer, laptop. I want to get on online. I want to hear shows. I want to do so much. And Stefan and I are talking about that quite a bit, and I'm on my way. So that's my motivation. Gentlemen, Stefan, would you like to give a comment on that?
And then yeah, Bobby, that's a great point as far as baby boomers and those, you know, 50-plus, or even I have friends in their 40s that hate the Internet, you know, that need to find a way to communicate. But the best way is through education. And I know Alexi's online schooling, the classes they have, help everyone in their education too. And this is just really letting people know, no matter what your age is, just have an open mind in life. And that's the best way to go through it, is be open-minded and take change for what it is. Because if we have a negative attitude about it, I have actually, my stepfather is 72, and he still has an old flip phone, but he doesn't like computers, doesn't like the Internet, because it's change. It's not what he grew up with. But we're here to help people. And Alexi can maybe explain a little bit more and give his opinion on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the key of what you said is it's true. It's open-mindedness, you know, because what online education can do is take education to a whole new level that's impossible to do in the traditional brick and mortar, you know, and because, you know, usually you've grown your student all your life as a kid, and you know, you sit in a classroom and you think that's the only way that you can get information, you know, and some of us might remember those years not as so much fun. But with the advancement of technology now, and this is exponential, you know, you're saying go to a library. I mean, nowadays with the technologies we have, not only, you know, things like the iPad and the phone, but I mean, you could get these Chromebooks for $200. The availability of a computer and access to the Internet is more open than it's ever been, and most likely in the years to come, it will be even more open than it is now. So, and that's why, you know, because I really remember there's, you know, we used to do these conventions, and then sometimes, you know, because we're an online university, so we do degree programs, and people would come to me and say, well, I don't have a computer, and I think in this day and age, really, for us, it's not just a delivery of information. You know, I think where now people have accepted that online education is a better way to do delivery of education, but it's also a way to transform the core of education itself. And by that, I mean that, you know, you're kind of used to sitting in this classroom and listening to somebody for an hour. And a lot of us, that's what we do. You know, you sit down and you listen to a video for an hour. But really, the internet changes all of that. You can take it at smaller chunks. It can be interactive. You can communicate with other students. You can learn from one another. You can build on that knowledge and that community and that interconnectedness. You know, this single-minded people connected at once, you know, creates this momentum of intelligence that that really is only possible in an online setting, because you're not 20 people in a room or one-on-one with a tutor. You could be, tens of thousands of people together listening to the same message. And it's only through the medium of the internet and the computer that we can do that.
Exactly. Right. Great point. And Lexi, give us your two websites again, the one for your business and the one for the summit. What were those websites?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So the Quantum University is quantumuniversity.com. We're an online university. We provide degree programs in natural medicine and integrative medicine. And the World Summit of Integrative Medicine that we're talking about is WSIM2015.com /radio will be for this show specifically. But WSIM2015.com, World Summit of Integrative Medicine. I guess you could Google us as well.
Okay.
Stefan, could you open up next and talk about online health summits, because you're involved with one, and so is Alexi. Let's just talk about that. You did mention the universities and the colleges, but let's talk about the future and why this is good and all the things that somebody can get out of going to online health summits, health information. Stefan?
Yeah, exactly. And like Alexi mentioned, everything is online for us. We have different health summits, and they're all over the place. We're in the Los Angeles area, but there's one coming up in Denver. And different areas where we have my good friend Nathan Crane, who is an author, speaker, writer. Everything that he does has influenced me at his young age, 28 years old, to show mm-hmm. me what can be done for the younger generation. He went through the same thing I did. He had a drug addiction, alcohol addiction as a child, and overcame these as a child, well, a teenager, I mean, and overcame these areas, these obstacles in life. I went through alcohol myself and overcame those. So we all have this ability to grow. And now in today's day and age, with technology and with what we have in front of us right now, we're holding our phones, everything. We just have to keep that open mind and keep growing as we go along, and especially attend these summits. You know, look them up on Google, find the summits around you, closest to you. They're everywhere. So what about you, Alexi?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's 100% true. You know, I remember when we looked at it, of course, we were doing online education right at its beginning. But, you know, a summit is a little bit more. It's kind of really gathering a lot more than just one course together. It's bringing a large panel of speakers together on a topic. But we would do that in our conferences. And when we looked at that, we started that the summits were picking up. We're like, oh, gosh, this is a good idea. But now there's a wealth of summits on the internet and a wide variety of topics. I mean, you could look it online. There's so many different ones right now. But I kind of looked at it, and, you know, I come from a different space where, you know, I always try to push the envelope a little bit. I'm fortunate that I have a background in film production and computing. And so I looked at, I studied these summits. You know, I looked at a wide variety, including Nathan's and all sorts of other summits that are out there, and try to push and even make it better, you know, make it, you know, because there's, the one that I've been hearing for a long time as just for online education is, well, it's not like a real classroom. You know, it's not like you get there and you get to be in person. And that's true. You know, there's nothing that I can say towards that argument, but I sure try to have a crack at it. So I looked at an online summit and try to push the envelope a little bit. And this is all possible because of the technology of today. You know, some of the stuff that we're doing right now, some of it wouldn't be possible 10 years ago. Some of it wouldn't even be possible 2 years ago. And a lot of summits are audio only. I think ours, we pushed the envelope. We made it 49 video presentation with PowerPoint. I was just over speaking with my producer right now. It's it's amazing the amount of content that we produce for this type of summit. We're also doing a live broadcast, which means we can we're not just putting the files up and accessible on the internet. We're creating an event out of it. You know, you can come and chat. There's thousands of people on this chat room. You can connect with other people. We're also offering credentials, you know, CEUs and so on, which is, another level of intricacy. So that way you're not just, you know, this of course is valuable for the information, but at the end of the day, you get something that's valuable maybe for your career. But finally, and the part that I kind of geek out the most on is what we call the attendee hangout, you know, because it goes back to this question that I said, and it goes back to maybe even your original question, Bobby, is what's in it, you know, for me. And this challenge, which everybody says, well, it's just not like a real event, you know. And so I try to look at that and say, what's the difference between this real event where you go, these big convention halls, and then you're going to these conferences, you sit down in a chair, you listen to a thing. And because I was like, well, really, that part of a conference versus a summit is the same. In fact, you could argue it's probably better because you could pause the summit, you can rewind the summit, you can play the summit over again and again and again, which you can't do in a real setting. You know, you sit in that chair, and you know, if you're not paying attention, then you're not paying attention. But the other part, really, the part that's not in an online event is what happens outside of it. And by that, I mean that when the class is over, you turn around to your neighbor and you get to start a conversation with them. Or you're walking down the hall and you're with a group of people and you have these interesting ideas. And then you go across the hall and maybe there's an exhibitor hall where you meet these booths and you find out about these new products and technologies. This is all part of the archetypes that we know, that we recognize when we go to these, that we're used to seeing as people in the health community. This was the format for decades. And so I try to emulate that in an online world to the best of my ability with the technology of today by bringing these types of sponsor hall where we have exhibitor booths in an online fashion on the website so you can discover new sponsors and technology. But also that we have these attendee hangouts where not just through chat or comments or Facebook, but through video, you can have conversation with other people. Because really, it's about the experience of you. You know, it's about your experience and your bond with other people and this interconnectedness. This is what's going to make an event special. And I really, really believe as the years to come, like now we've seen the acceptance of online education. I think that the next 10 years is going to be about really bridging the gap between this real world that we're in and then the online world. And education is the perfect landscape to do that.
And that goes back to Bobby's point, too. Yeah, Bobby, you had a good point about the generation or people, not just really an age group, but people that are not adept to online access or they're having difficulty. They'll see this as a benefit because once they put the effort forward to learn how to use the internet and go on there, they can go to Nathan's summit, they can go to this summit, they can go to any summit anywhere in the world. It's amazing if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So this is Alexei Druin that we're speaking to as our guest, and that was Stefan Rudolph, a co-host. I'm Bobby Elias. The show is Let's Create a Better World. We're talking about all the things going on with online education, online health summits, a little more than the others, and also online radio, which we'll talk about in a while, and that's something I want to talk about for sure. But I want to also put a plug in for our show. We have a lot of new listeners, and I promised them I would give them an overview of what the show is, and Stefan, you might be able to add to this. But this show is more and more into aging, more and more into health, body, mind, spirit, and we also talk about what's going on in the world, about the corporations taking over, and how we're talking about climate change. We talk about GMOs, that's genetically engineered foods. Yesterday, a gentleman, I told him about the show, and he had said, what is GMO? Well, very briefly, it's where companies like Monsanto and Dow, they're taking the food and giving it viruses. And the food is more colorful, it's bigger, but it's very bad. It's got all kinds of junk in it, and people around the world are changing. The United States is the last one. It's way behind on all this. The other things that we're going to talk about are EMF. That's electromagnet fields. That's all the radiation in cell phones, computers, everything. And I mentioned that earlier, why we should be careful with all of our equipment that we're doing. But also, the show is going to be about new things, new innovative cutting edge speakers, cutting edge things. Health is growing so fast, and I'm sure I'd like our two people that are closed and our guests to comment on that. Just the whole future of all this going on. Anything else you want to comment on? Stefan, your turn.
Yeah, the areas of nutrition, and especially it goes back to the internet and education, is where I made my transition 3 years ago. I was 50 pounds heavier at my point. I was in the restaurant and bar industry. I was just focused on one thing where that was making money, but it was not health. And we have to change our health through our awareness and through our education and through the people that we surround ourselves with. And whether that's in person or online or anything that we can do, the access is there. It's in our hand, basically. It's in our hand or our cell phone for 24/7. Anytime we want, we just study the nutrition, what it takes to overcome obstacles in life. A lot of these speakers, I'm going through both the websites here that you guys have coming out too, with Dr. Paul Dorian. He's got Greg Braden and David Wolf and other speakers that are right on this level too of nutrition and health. Bruce Lipton, especially Dr. Bruce Lipton, he's awesome. And that's going to be an amazing summit. Give us your view, Lexi, too, of the speakers and any stories that you have as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I want to say just from, your show's voice and mission and what you're discussing is exactly what we're talking about here at the World Summit and at Quantum University. And because ultimately, you know, we were just talking about whole the delivery mechanism, which is this summit and this website and this technology, but really the core and what's inside of this website is this content, very special, leading, cutting edge content. Like you said, like speakers, and then in topics of like you said, doctor, like anti-aging, we have Dr. Paul Tai, that's an expert on the on hormones and so on, nutrition, Greg Braden and David Wolf and Joan Boroshenko, which is a medical practitioner from Harvard University that wrote many books on nutrition, as well as, of course, David Wolf, I guess, needs no introduction. You know, he's the rock star of raw food diets and so on. And, you know, Bruce Lipton, you mentioned, is at the cutting edge, I think, of a lot of sciences that are moving forward within this ground with what we kind of label as integrative medicine. Probably the two pillars that are really a cutting edge is epigenetics, which is what Dr. Lipton does, but also brain science, neuroscience, which I'll talk in a second. But what the work that Bruce Lipton does, which was to say that really the gene does not dictate, you know, your life, you know, and that in fact the genes can be affected by your environment, are critical to our understanding of health, because there's an understanding of genes right now, which is, fatalistic, which is, you know, this is the genes you have and this is where you're going to end up, and maybe you're going to have breast cancer. And so before you even have breast cancer, maybe we should, remove the, there's this whole movement in medicine when really epigenetics says, wait, calm down. We can actually, these genes are affected by the environment that they're in. And therefore that also has an influence and not gene itself. And that's really the cutting edge of this type of medicine.
Like you're saying, instead of fighting disease, be pro health, right? Be for something instead of worried about breast cancer. Find ways to make yourself more healthy to prevent that breast cancer. Correct?
Absolutely. And Dr. Goswami, which is also a speaker, talks about it as positive health. You know, of course, preventive health and so on is all synonymous with the same thinking. And what Dr. Druin talks about is, well, many of them talk about it, but it's bringing the human to its full potential, is that you look at somebody, instead of saying, you have a disease, we need to do this, X, Y, and Z, you say you have an individual, and what is the potential of that individual to be healthy? It's flipping the conversation upside down, And, because the model in itself, I've always thought that this reflection was always neat to think about, is that, I don't remember which century, but this is, this is back in the day in China, in the olden time, a doctor would not get would only get paid if his patients were healthy. So, you know, if a doctor was responsible for a village, you would get paid because you kept the village healthy. Now we have a model where doctors are paid when you're sick and you're addressing, you know, these certain diseases. So I think there needs to be a reversal of that perspective on health in general.
Absolutely. All right. This is Alexei Druin that we're speaking to. This is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, and our co-host is Stefan Rudolph. We're really excited. Now, I want to talk about online radio, and the two of you can also make comments on it, but online radio is what we're doing right now, this very minute.
Mm-hmm.
October the 3rd, is heard all over the world. The show is stationed in New York. Progressive Radio Network has been around 12 years. Gary Null is known all around the world, and he's pretty much the most famous guy for all the films he puts together, the books, the speaking engagements, and the online presence of the Facebook and everything else in there, YouTube. There's so many films, so many stories, so much information on PRN.FM and also GaryNull.com. You can also, I think, go to Progressive Radio Network, and you can see all this, and it's just incredible. It's a online radio gives us a forum. We've got about 48 and 50 different talk show hosts. They're on Monday through Friday mostly. I'm on Saturdays. I'm the only one left on Saturdays, and I may be moved out to another day soon. So keep in touch with online or call me, and I'll give you the information. And by the way, let me slip in my phone number. So if anybody has questions or thoughts or gets lost and you don't hear our show on Saturday, I can give you that information. My number to call me anytime, Bobby Elias, is 323-770-1925. Gentlemen, I think online radio is another huge future thing because so many people are on the internet, they're on their phone, they're on the computer, laptop, there's iPhones, there's smartphones, there's so many different things out there. There's tablets where people can tune in on and hear this show, or they can see what's going on with PRN.FM online. It's just exciting. It's great. This show is getting more and more, not only my show, but other shows on PRN are getting more and more people to listen to it. And not just from the headquarters in New York, but all over the United States. We have a lot of people in Canada, a lot of people in Mexico, Europe, and around the world. We get calls from all these areas, and people are excited because this station is the number one progressive radio network, number one progressive station in the world. And Gary's won more and more awards for his films than anyone, by far. Last year, he won 53 awards from different, not from places like the Academy Awards, not from mainstream film festivals, but from independent and or progressive or hip film festivals. His films are enormous, and they're on YouTube. You can see them on YouTube. Hit YouTube, Gary Null, and you can see all that. But this is so exciting. Having this show is exciting for me. I don't get paid for it, but I don't care because I don't do things for money. I do things for love and for helping make this a better world. So, gentlemen, Stefan and Lexi, I'd like to get your comments on online radio, please.
Yeah, this and especially the way we're headed down is being able to communicate online. But the radio show in itself, what we're doing right now, is awesome because back in the day, it was a radio show for 1 hour, and if you missed it, you're done, right? And now we have this where we're able to save it and have a library of videos and have education access online all the time, a click away, and that's something we can do for, as you mentioned, Bobby, in the beginning, teaching others that are not internet savvy. You know, it's a necessity basically in this life. Remember, we had to walk down to the library and go check out a book. Well, now it's like takes us 5 seconds to look something up, and that's how easy it is. Once everyone learns how to do this, it's at our fingertips.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes people kind of put radio in a separate category. You have to remember that radio is the original mass communication tool. you know, of course, the newspaper, right. the papers and books before that, but really in this kind of media sense that we're used to. Right. You know, radio is the one that connected millions of people all across the United States and the world. And of course, it kind of got overshadowed and became the kind of sister or brother of the television when that came in the 50s. But really, radio is as powerful. Sometimes it just doesn't look as glamorous as television and all the other movies and everything that's so more flashy. But really, at the core, radio does something, just if you don't look at anything else, does something extremely special, which is the theater of the mind. You know, is that you're able to listen to somebody that's your friend that's talking to you or an expert. And you get this personal connection with listening to this moment in time that you've decided to tap into this radio channel or this website and so on. But now I think that as it's evolving, as it was the only one and then television and now the internet, I think the transition for radio, and I'm sure you guys will agree with, is content. You know, it's all going to be about content because there's such a wide variety, and then it's democratized so that anybody can do a radio show, really. It's available to the masses, not only as a listener, but also as a content producer. And what's going to separate these shows from any other thing is good quality content, good quality guests, and that are going to be able to bring it to the next level. Because ultimately, when I listen to a show like what you guys are doing, Bobby and Stefan and your whole network at PRN, it's about a mission. You know, you're carrying a mission that you guys feel strongly about, and that ultimately resonates with the audience. And radio and the internet is the way to do it. It's the perfect medium to being able to move these missions and goals forward.
Wow, exactly. That's great. Before listeners, stay tuned because Stefan and I are going to, and in fact, Alexi is welcome to join us a little. We're going to take about 10 minutes at the end of the show to talk about happiness, a subject that's very dear to me and to Stefan because we're both very, very strongly into the power of the mind, the power of thought. And these are two of our favorite subjects. So, but before we do that, let me start first 3 or 4 minutes to closing thoughts and just to motivate our people to what we're talking about on this whole show. So, let me take my 3 minutes first. And that would be, I believe, as I said at the beginning, that a lot of people that are not on, looking at health summits should do so. If you're not into computers or cell phones or texting or online work of any kind, go to the library, learn. I think Alexia mentioned a $200 course. Well, a lot of people don't have $200. So you can go to a library, ask. You can go certain places and ask people. I know there's a store, Best Buy, where they have classes. They actually have classes. Or you can go to your provider. Let's say you're with, Verizon, or let's say you're with Metro. You go there and tell them you want what you want to learn. You want to learn to do this. And can they give you some ideas on where you can go to learn? Matter of fact, they'll actually teach you themselves. So you need to learn. You need to step into today's world. I don't care how old you are or how backward you are or where you've been. You've got to learn because there's so much information out there for everything. I'll let you gentlemen describe all the different virtues of online with this education. We've been talking about summits, education. We've been talking about online radio, but there's so much more. So, Stefan, and then our guest, Alexi, if you could add more to what I'm saying or just give your own thoughts on and also before we leave, Alexi is going to give his contact information and more information about the big summit coming up. Stefan?
Thanks, Bobby. The biggest part in life, and not just related to being on the internet or anything you do, though, just it has to be with open-mindedness. Open-mindedness is the key to success. And in sales, and my career in sales and everything that I did, you have to be adapt to change. And with this change that's happened over the past 10, 15 years, especially now, it's completely helped me to where I've got my book coming out. I have a growth group online as well on Google+, and going to be exactly having the Google chat, the seminars, everything like that related to not just focused on my city or my area like it used to be. I would be in San Diego, and hopefully people would show up. now it's worldwide. It's the World Wide Web, and that's getting the world out there, the word out there to the world, and helping them grow. And hearing my story, what I went through, and overcoming epilepsy, addiction, everything with surgeries that we went through, that I went through, that we have these obstacles in life, and really it's a mindset. And in order to be able to implement that mindset into action and overcome an addiction or a disease, you have to be able to learn, and through the internet, we are able to learn and grow together as a world and as a team.
So beautiful what you just said, and I just want to echo both of you. I think, of course, this is what I'm into in my life, but education and as well as open-mindedness. You know, those are two things I strongly believe in. And I think sometimes it boils down to, you know, what's in it for me? You know? And I think this is where this is where you'll find the motivation to, if you haven't done it already, to reach out to these types of online summits. And there's all types, you know, there's all sorts and a different variety of packages that come that have the information that you're looking for. And, you know, and a lot of time, even in our case, our World Summit, like I've talked about, is free. You know, we're not, you know, there's a premium version to get certain, aspect of the, certain keynote speakers, but 42 out of 49 speakers are completely free. And that's part of this mission of being open and of spreading education and making it available so that these people, you know, what's in it for me? Connecting, getting the information they want. Maybe it's a specific challenge they have in their life, specific health condition. Maybe it's a family member that they can, or maybe they're just in it to change who they are, you know, become a happier person. But, and this is what, and you can find that at the summit. But the summit, I should say, the website is WSIM2015.com. It's October 5th to the 11th. It's 7 days, 49 speakers. It's tens of thousands of attendees from all over the world, as well as speakers from all over the world. It's and like I've discussed before, it's taking summits. It's not your usual summit. So I think I'm very happy and pleased and very proud of my team for what we've put together. The second side of this equation for us is that, you know, this is, you know, part of communicating our mission, you know, Quantum University's mission. But the second part is maybe you want to take it to the next level. And the next level, is a career path. And, because you want to be able to communicate these ideas out, or you want to be able to do good in the world, or you feel like you're a healer and now you've come into yourself, or you're a health professional, you're a medical doctor, a nurse, or an acupuncturist, and you're looking at integrative medicine as something you'd like to integrate within your profession or career, or maybe you're just out of high school and this is the career path that you want to seek out, as you're going into, to the world. And Quantum University, this is what we do. We offer degree programs in natural medicine, in integrative medicine, based on quantum physics. So what Bobby and Stefan are talking about, this type of new leading information, this is the type of stuff that you learn at this university while at the same time you're earning a degree program that then give you access to credentials and certifications to go out and practice in the world. So that's the actualization of this type of mission, is that now you're a practitioner of that, and you're able to do good, you know, with your family, with your personal life, but also with your community, and you can even make a career out of it. And that's us at Quantum University, and that's quantumuniversity.com.
Wow, that's great. Now, one of the great virtues of doing the show that I'm doing, that Stefan's doing, and we get to meet people like Alexei. We get to meet his father, who was on last week talking about health and the summit, all the speakers, and he was great. This is one of the beauties of not only being happy, but doing what you want to do, and online radio. So I'm switching the subject from online radio and online everything to happiness. That's kind of our next subject. And Alexei, please stay with us. I'd like you to make comments on what we have to say. See what you don't have to get into it too deep. Just make a comment on what I say.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
We're both going to go about 2 or 3 minutes on a couple of issues. Let me start, Stefan, with happiness. Happiness is meaning go out and do what you really love. Go out and do your dreams. Be happy. Go out for a walk. Be a free spirit. Eat some good food. Have good juices. Be with family. Be with friends. Go out to nature. Be with the animals and squirrels and the birds and walk. And go to a, there's so many places you can go for this. You can go to the ocean, a river, the forest. Or if you don't have those near you, you can go to a park or go to any place that's green or just go someplace that's quiet and peaceful. If you have no place to go, go to a room and listen to soft music and just meditate. And I'll tell you what that meditation is briefly here. Also, meditation can be just deep breathing. Breathe in for 5 seconds and out for 5 seconds. Just do that for 5 minutes. Then later you can do more. Meditation is so good. And you want to be able to get a lot of good sleep. And the way to get good sleep is turn off your TV, your internet, your newspaper, or your friends, your telephone, and just relax, slow down, and listen to some soft music and do some meditation, some deep breathing, and just get yourself ready, and you'll sleep better. Sleep is so, so important. But let's get back to happiness. Happiness means going to, like I said, if you have nothing else, go to a park or go to a quiet room. Also, music, I just mentioned. Theater. Go outdoors and just go for a walk. Online. Oh, we just spoke about online. Online, there's so much online. It's great educational workshops, summits, radio, education. There's so many things that we just talked about. And so you need to get out and do this. Go to lectures. Go to talks. And here's another very important key, love. Be around people that you love, your family, your friends, your significant partner, and enjoy life with that person. Just spend time together, hold hands, or just be quiet and just love is in the air. Love is the most beautiful thing in the world, and this makes the world so, so good. So that's my take on happiness. Stefan, your thoughts.
Those are great points, Bobby. Yeah, they really hit home. I even take some notes as you're talking because those key areas of love, of meditation, of sleep, of you know, just living in the now is what it comes down to. Being in the now and being thankful for what you have around you, for what we have, and all those obstacles that I went through with the epilepsy, epileptic car accidents. I had a DUI. I had all this stuff in my life going downhill. And in a whirlwind, and it was crazy, but what was introduced to me was a book called The Secret. Of course, a lot of people have heard of that, but also the idea of being more open-minded and attracting the right people and being thankful for the right for everything that comes in your life, but knowing that the energy we give out is the energy that we receive. And once we are aware of this and more thankful and gratitude in life, because in 10 years ago, I had a $1 million home in Anaheim. I had a pharmaceutical job, selling drugs, selling, you know, everything in the world financially. But the other areas that I discuss online on my summits, too, are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Those are four key elements in life. And financially, of course, comes with that. But if you are 100% financially secure, but you're getting an F in physical shape, mental, emotional, spiritual, you're getting an F in life. And that's what I had. I had everything financially, the cars, the white picket fence, the wife, but it was all lost in the end because there was no stability, there was no structure. And that's the biggest part that Bobby mentions is happiness, being happy with yourself. And even if things are going wrong, you know, try meditation for your listeners out there. If you haven't done it and you try it and you say, well, I can't stop from this chattering in my mind. I can't slow it down. That's not the key element. The key element is to focus on breathing and really just your thoughts that come in, just focus on the happiness, the gratitude, and the health, all positive thoughts, and just focus on breathing. So try that out there. And what do you have to say, Lexi?
Yeah, I agree with the both of you. I think one part, you know, on my personal journey that was important was figuring out, and this is easier said than done, but figuring out your purpose. You know, or, you know, it's the word dharma, you know, what's your purpose in life? Because if you're clear about that, then any action that you do will lead you towards your own personal happiness. Because even if you're doing something you don't like to do, if it's working towards that purpose in your life, you'll find meaning inside of it. And I think really at the end of the day, that's if you're able to find meaning in your own life, then you'll be happy. And for me, finding that, you know, as being able to educate and entertain people through entertainment was what motivated me to do a lot of stuff and what motivates me even until today, you know, and that was my personal journey towards that. But I also wanted to reflect on a few things that goes right up with what you both were saying. And, I think, you know, I've studied and with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who's a, you know, famous best-selling author that does Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself and was in What the Bleep Do We Know and so on. But, you know, there's what people tend to be is that they always live in the past. And by that, I mean, you do this, you wake up in the morning, you do the same thing, you brush your teeth, you go to work, you meet the same people, you go to lunch at the same place, you get home at night, you watch the same TV show, and then you start it all over again the next day. And and so all you're doing is repeating the same patterns. And when you stay in that loop, you're not allowing creativity to come into your life. And so to change, to have transformation in your life requires you to step outside of that and to be in the unknown, like you said. And what you guys were talking about is being in the now, having experience, meditating. Meditating is really a true action of being in the unknown. Is you sit within yourself in a place where nothing else exists. And believe it or not, even though you're not doing anything, you're in a place you've never been before, in a state of being that creates those moments of creativity and breakthrough. And that will change your life, because sometimes, you know, you want to be happy, but sometimes you're trapped in this life. And then making these choices to live in the now, like Bobby was saying, go out in the world and, you know, smell the roses or whatnot, and then to meditate are key towards really living in the unknown and becoming happy, you know, and love. You know, I think love is key.
You know, Alexi, that's an awesome point, unknown. And I'm a writer, so, of course, I wrote this word down. I'm looking at it. Guess what? There's three letters in there, N-O-W. Live in the now and the unknown.
Wow.
You know, go out, think outside the box. It's kind of, you analyze. I like to analyze words and break them apart, as you can see. But the now is actually in the unknown. So if we're doing something different, we haven't meditated before, we haven't done a certain walk, or you can't be stuck in this daily structure of the same thing over and over, and expecting different results. Right? What's that called? Insanity, right? And if we're looking for happiness, we're not going to find it by doing the same thing. If we're unhappy in life and we're just like, what do I do? What do I do? Well, you got to think outside the box, right?
Okay.
Correct.
Listen, we got about two minutes each. I'd like to do another round on the same subject, happiness. I've made some notes on some things that both of you said and some things I'd like to discuss a little more. One is now. That means don't live in the past. Forget the past. It's not good to think about toxicity and negativity things and problems with certain people. Live for now and be happy and just have a great attitude. You can do that all by yourself. You don't need anybody else to do that with you. Another point I want to bring out is giving. I have a hunger project where I go out once a week or once every 2 weeks and join a group like Food Not Bombs and the Christian people. They have food places all around, and yes, in New York City too, and all over the country, where people that don't have food can go and they can volunteer. And they get a meal too. Why not? So, but giving is very important. I do that. I help people. I counsel people that have problems. I have people that are medically have major problems, and I use Gary Null's methods and my own methods to help them, give them tips. And I have a complete, tremendous diet that I use on juicing and greens and reds and beans and other kinds of foods that just make me so happy. Then finally, there's exercise. There's more to exercise than just walking. But if you have nothing else, if you don't have any money or don't have time or don't want to do anything else, go for a walk. Slowly but gradually pick it up. But here's some other things you can do. Exercise, but there's yoga. Oh, it's so good for your whole body, for your mind, for your stretching, for your parts of your body. It is so, so wonderful. And you can take a beginning yoga class almost anywhere. Or you can go online and you can see a yoga class almost free, probably free. I'm sure our experts can mention that. And then finally, walking. Oh, I mentioned that already. So that's it for me. Let's each take 2 more minutes a piece because we've got to finish the show, Stefan.
Yeah, Bobby, that's we all kind of have the same ideas and goals and thoughts here about living in the now, being aware, and our topic today, too, about knowledge, online and being more open-minded to grow and to listen to others around us, to do the research, whatever we need to grow, just be open to that, because the universities that are there, the people that are there, the Google Hangouts, everything is at our fingertips, literally. So we just have to take it in that aspect. And it goes back to also, I wanted to mention about medication, prescription, drugs, things that we've been put on or told to do. Just today at my doctor's office, I stopped by my doctor's office to say hi, and I was in there, and I heard this person talking about their dietary habits of milk, and they're so used to drinking milk all their life, and the doctor's told him to stop for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now. He can't do it. And he's just like, I've always drank. Milk's good for you. Milk's good for you. Because that's a programming we have in our mind that is causing problems in him. Not to say that that's going to happen to everybody, but we have to be open-minded to say, you know, I got to change up sometime here, because what I'm doing right now, what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, who I'm surrounding myself with is not working. So the biggest topic and what we discussed today is just the key to success is open-mindedness and be open, be willing to learn and keep growing and just do what you have to do to be happy.
So open your mind. Think about this. Really, now, when you think about now, it's a factor of time. And really, when you look at time, we now know that time really doesn't exist. You know, the past and the future are concepts of our own reality. We project what's going to happen in the future, and then we remember what's in the past. The only thing that really always happens is the now, and what Einstein calls the space-time continuum that we're continually in. And when you choose not to live in that moment, you choose not to make the best choices toward your own personal happiness. And so you have, and I know it's not as easy as it seems, but you have to reach back down to your center, be present in the moment, like we are now. We're in this radio show right now, in the moment, living this life. And that we're when we're doing that, and we bring in this element of gratitude, then anything that you wish for will come to you. Because then really it's not about you moving towards things, it's things coming towards you. As long as you're living in the now, you're grateful, you're loving, and you're happy and you're striving for happiness. So thank you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's super great. Your website or how people can contact you very briefly and very quickly. Alexi, please.
Absolutely. At the core, quantumuniversity.com, you can find anything through there, as well as the World Summit. You can call us as well at 877-888-8970, 877-888-8970. And the World Summit, again, that's October 5th to the 11th. That's WSIM2015.com/radio.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show. You did a great job. I'm glad we pulled you into that last thing on happiness. I had a long talk with you yesterday, and so did Stefan, and we think that you're a tremendous person, that we'd love to keep in touch with you and you and all your work and become friends, because we need to work together, all of us do, and to make this a better world. Thank you for being
here. I completely agree. You know, this is a team effort. All of this that we do and what we're doing together and what you guys are doing and with your radio show. So I'm very glad that we were able to be brought together, you know, by our friend Jennifer, and so that now we're all kind of connected and striving towards these goals and these mission that we both have in common.
Good.
Exactly.
Stefan, you can make a comment, but I want to just say to our listeners that we're still on for Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and the show is being pre-recorded quite often a day or two before, but that's okay. You can hear the show every Saturday for now. And the big show that I want to one more time tell you about is October the 17th, which is 2 weeks from now, and that would be at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on this station, PRN.FM, and that would be with Dr. Joyce Johnson talking about telomeres. A lot of people don't even know what telomeres are, so you got to learn, because that is a real important key to your longevity, to your health. Then she's going to also talk about a new test that she's developed. You take the test, a blood test and more, with having to do with telomeres, and it can tell you how much longer you might be living and also which diseases you might be getting and how long before you get it. They might tell you, the way you're going now, you're going to have cancer in 2 years. So here's the key. That can be a wake-up call. If somebody tells you you're going to be sick in 5 years, well, hold on. you can do something about it by eating better, by doing all the things that we talk about on this show. So you keep listening to the show and you'll get all that information. All right. Any quick final comments, Stefan, before I sign off?
No, that's great, Bobby. I appreciate you having me on. It's Stefan Rudolph, and I have a book coming out called Barstool Knowledge. You can visit my website, barstoolknowledge.com, and check it out on Facebook, social media, and other areas. I also have a Google Hangouts page as well, and I'm going to be doing more videos on there for Barstool Knowledge. So check it out, and appreciate the show, Bobby, and great talking to you, Lexi.
Oh, me too. You did a great job, and Lexi was outstanding, as we said. So thank you.
Thank you both, you know, Bobby, Stefan. Really great privilege and honor for you to invite me. So thank you.
Hey, the music tells us we got a few 30 seconds left, so let me thank everyone. Thank the New York guys, Jason, the director of PRN, and today's engineer, Jesse. Let me thank our L.A. people, our producer, Jimmy D., our co-producer, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank our guest today, Alexi. I want to thank our co-host, Stefan, who's doing a lot of other work besides that. And be sure to listen to our show Saturday, October the 17th. And thank you all. Thank you, the listeners, for being here. Thank you so much. Next Saturday, we'll be here. The greatest gift of all.